what would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
More regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war.
Libertarianism.
On drugs.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Would Save the World. And today we're going to be talking about the fact that, yes, we can punch Nazis, but what else can we do? There's a lot of things we can do. People, the whole point of this show, we did this thing this past weekend. Not even this past weekend, this past Monday, Radio Free Brooklyn has this thing with the Footlight. We got together with me, the Apocalcast, Local Vibes Radio, and Objection to the Rule. And we talked about what's so great about independent political talk radio. You can find the recording of this on my Twitter at 2, like the number 2, K-E-D-A-L-O-W. But yeah, I was just like reminded of like the fact why I even started this show, because like I think that there's an alternative for everything. There's always a different way to do things. There's always more answers than you think there are. You know, somebody tells you there's something that's impossible, likely they're full of shit. Unless they're saying that capitalism can be ethical, that's bullshit. But so we're going to be talking about, yes, we can punch Nazis, but what else can we do? And I'm here in the studio today with Jazzy Renee.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
So I met Jazzy at this party, but it turns out she knows Chris Carr of Brooklyn Wildlife and all these other fucking people I know. So wait, is this mic close enough to you? Do you need me to lower this for you? There we go.
Yeah,
so let's make that so we can fucking hear you.
Yeah.
So let's start off and talk about some fun things before we get into the punching, the killing Nazis, the fucking Inglorious Bastards pulling a Shoshana type thing.
Yes.
I would love to pull a Shoshana, but I'm not advocating violence on the radio, that is.
Not on
But why don't you tell me, like, so you're like, you have a band, you're involved in Brooklyn Wildlife, like, what's the deal with all that?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm a mover and shaker. I call myself the dance mom of all this. I do a lot of promotion. I host a website called indiefiles.com. We throw monthlies. We work really close with Chris Carr of Brooklyn Wildlife and a lot of the artists that are involved in that. Brooklyn Wildlife actually is throwing a festival, the BW Brooklyn Wildlife Summer Festival. It's the fifth annual one. Opening day is on Saturday in my band, Quick Hundo. It's Ratchet by Nature and Grundle Thunder. A rap group and a punk band get together and have a baby, and
oh my God.
What happens. Yeah, they're pretty fucking awesome. But yeah, they're going to be performing at 10:30 at Paper Box. So definitely come out for that.
And also, my friend Kurt is going to be selling our Starseed shop. I do all these weird paintings and stuff. They're going to be selling that there.
Awesome.
So we're going to get to do both. So let's play some Ratchet by Nature.
Yeah.
Ratchet by Nature. All right. What song should we play on here?
I guess we should start with their banger, Cab Ride is a Bottle.
All right. Let's do that. Let's play some music before we get into the darkness of all of this.
We taking a train, bitch.
That cab ride is a bottle. That cab ride is a bottle. That cab ride is a bottle.
We taking a train, bitch.
Cause that cab ride is a bottle. That cab ride is a bottle. That cab ride is a bottle.
Free shit, I get it. My liver, my credit, you know I just shred it.
by nature. We ain't got none of your boutique etiquette. Fuck your truffle butter. Fuck your car service. Grill billies from Mars. Go crazy on your planet surface. That cab ride is a bottom. That cab ride is a bottom. That cab ride is a bottom.
We taking a train, bitch.
Cause that cab ride is a bottom. That cab ride is a bottom. That cab ride is a bottom.
One time for my dirty life, kinfolk. Two times cause we been broke.
Come on.
I ain't no stranger to washing my clothes in the sink with the motherfucking dish soap.
Nah.
Mom's about to get evicted.
Ay.
Need 350 to fix it.
Ay.
But I ain't got that, so I had to ask my homegirl to pitch in with the quickness.
Go.
And that cab ride was a bottom.
Go.
But fuck it, that pussy is worth it. Cause I ain't spent all night flirting just to go home alone and then jerk it.
Nah.
Why did I come to this bar in the first place? Somebody's birthday, some anniversary got me the worst way. And it's a workday and I'm drunk as fuck. That's reckless. I'm broke and that ain't even a slight joke. I'm like, take a shit with no toilet paper. Got to hop in the shower, the white broke. And that cab ride was a bottle.
Come on.
Lost gold on the road to Dorado. Y'all know, to cross the Verrazano. Had to drop 20, so we serving this bottle.
We taking the train, bitch.
Cause that cab ride is a bottle. That cab ride is a bottle. That cab ride is a bottle.
We taking the train, bitch.
Cause that cab ride is a bottle. That cab ride is a bottle. That cab ride is a bottle.
Yo, fuck Uber, I'ma hop the train. MTA ain't taking cash, and I don't fuck around with pocket change. Pigs pop up, I'ma haul ass straight to the liquor store. Got gin waiting on deck with
what?
Some bourbon, cause
what?
My throat's so
yeah.
soft. Been stressing out, got bills on bills on bills. Carnet, Comcast, vet fees so real.
What?
Got dope racks on credit, these dealers on my dick. They think I'm on vacay, cause my phone's on the fridge.
Yo,
mi pano, entiendo que yo ya te debo la plata.
Ay, coño.
Tranquilito, no tengo paciencia pa' toda esta vaina.
Vale mi casa, coño.
My nigga, you best get the fuck out my crib.
¿Qué?
I'll crack your head open and grab a machete and finish
Team
you off in my dick.
We taking the train, bitch.
Cause that cab ride is a bottom. That cab ride is a bottom. That cab ride is a bottom.
We taking the train, bitch.
Cause that cab ride is a bottom. Cab ride is a bottom. That cab ride is a bottom.
That cab ride is a bottle featuring Paco the G-Train Bandit, produced by Lord Plaws. And you actually, Jazzy, I'm here with Jazzy Renee, listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn, and you actually, you manage them.
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I was all confused. I was like, is that you? Is that you? And she's like, no, that's actually this other person. And I'm like, what? Oh, man, I don't listen enough.
Yeah.
So let's get right into it. So first of all, I you know, you can follow me on Twitter, at 2KEDALOW, and I just posted a, okay, so you don't think we should punch Nazis? What do you think we should do? So I think it's very clear, like, we should punch Nazis.
Always.
Always. I am your, like, most, like, yes, it's okay to punch a Nazi girl around, but, like, is there, it, but it's an unacceptable belief to be a Nazi. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of hearing people being like, oh, it's preemptive violence. Antifa is invalid. Like, look, just if you join a white supremacist group or the KKK or the Nazis, that's not just free speech anymore. That's a threat.
Definitely.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's like, these people are not reading their history books. And is that, like, the problem of education? Do we just need better education in this country?
Of course, always. I mean, we're always talking from one standpoint, the white man's standpoint.
Exactly.
You know, so
and I guess I got it like a little better in New York, maybe, because New York is like a so quote unquote liberal city, quote unquote. I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to hear what you're going
to
say.
Just being a girl from the Bay Area, California, you know, like it's a lot more diverse on that end of things than I guess more so in New York. There's still, I mean, segregation everywhere. But I mean, yeah, it's more apparent when I moved to the East Coast, like. There are more, you know, predominantly black neighborhoods, Italian neighborhoods, you know, very separated in California, you know, and I grew up on a military base. So everything, you know, it's kind of more social than it is like, you know, living as a civilian. there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you feel like New York is like less diverse and more segregated?
Oh, man. Yeah. There's like so much diversity, you know, mm-hmm. it's a melting pot of the world. Mm-hmm. But I mean, living in Bed-Stuy and seeing gentrification happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, New York is definitely, it's like one of the most expensive cities and one of like the bougiest cities. It's like you could, and that's like, it's so fucking like that's what drives me nuts. To the people who are like, oh, there's no like no class divide by this, that. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like, I didn't even have to read anything in New York to know that. Like, I literally just had to like wake up in the morning and go outside, and it was obvious. And I guess people in like middle America like don't see it at all or something, or they just don't want to. I feel like I definitely like have like in a weird way a sheltered existence because I'm from New York, like a New York bubble of like, yeah, like liberal, but it's not even like that liberal. Like, it's kind of like bullshit, still like, I don't know. I feel like I got like an education that's more like that told me, oh, this is exactly what the Nazis did. This is exactly what the KKK did. And I guess like, you know, there are schools in like Alabama and shit that like on their reading curriculum, they're supposed to read like all these really far right books like End the Fed by Ron Paul. And
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. And the Fed. Oh, my God. So but like, OK, so something I want to talk about is I do think that some of these anti-fa dudes are like Fight Club types looking for a fight. But you know, like, there's like hyper masculine guys, like they're like. I feel like that's like the whole thing, though, is like that's like the fucking root of all of this. You know, it's like these like hyper masculine guys who don't know how to like deal with themselves, or they're like emotionally detached. And like, I do want to make the very clear point that Antifa is like decentralized groups. There are some people that you would call Antifa that don't even call themselves Antifa that show up there. Like, and if you like the doxing, that's Antifa. Antifa is not just like these guys who just go out and punch Nazis. Like, that's not what Antifa just is. They're like a protection squad. And do you think the cops are going to do anything about it? The cops are not doing anything about it. So, and you're trying to like get Antifa to be a terrorist group, and you're trying to get Antifa to be registered as a gang and all this. But like, Antifa has been around for like a long, long time, first of all. And it's existed in other countries. I'm not going to get into all of that right now. But I'm saying, like, if you are just like being like, oh, Antifa's bad, like, it's not a centralized group. There is no leader of Antifa. There is no like Antifa office you can call. Like, I'm really sorry that you're not used to decentralized groups. I'm really sorry that you grew up in a society where everybody just told you to forget about everything like pre-Revolutionary War, and yay, America became America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Oh, wait, it was built on genocide. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it makes me very angry. It makes me very fucking angry, because it's like, and the cops are going to do anything about it. And so I'm just saying, like, decentralized groups and horizontal organization, that has been around for a long time, but we're not accustomed to that. So people don't understand that. They can't get that in their head. Like, when the news talks about Antifa, they talk about Antifa like they're talking about like the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
They don't fucking understand.
No.
It's fucking terrible.
It's very generalized, which really sucks. I mean, yeah, like you said, that's been happening for a long time. Take example of the Black Panther Party.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their motives were for their neighborhoods and, you know, standing against, you know, the underprivileged and oppressed. They started breakfast programs, stuff like that.
And Betsy DeVos wants to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Bitch. That fucking bitch.
Like, fuck that, broad. There's so many, any group that pushes back, they're going to look at the extreme part of it. Yeah, there are hyper, you know, masculine dudes that are in that, but that shouldn't be the generalization of Antifa.
Exactly. And a lot of Antifa is like, is just like a bunch of like anarchist and communist kids, and like they're not like the kind of communist that you like would think of when you say a communist, like a communist who's like authoritarian. No. But they're pushing back against fascism, and that's what people don't understand. There's like communism, there's fascist communism, and then there's like sort of horizontal collectivism. There's horizontal. Mm-hmm. So there's like, there's voluntary horizontally run, then there's like authoritarian of anything, like even so like. I guess people don't realize, people like want to say that Trump is like a fascist, and people are like, no, how could he possibly be a fascist? Communist is fascist. You know, I'm like, no, there's just communism, like economic systems are different than the way they're run.
Yeah.
Although I do think that capitalism has a tendency to go authoritarian also. So maybe I'm biased. I don't know. Yeah, I'm totally biased. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of these people who participate in Antifa are also the same kinds of people who participate in Food Not Bombs, which is an organization that makes food once a week or more and serves it to whoever. And the cops like to fuck with Food Not Bombs a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. So it's like, these are the same people, you realize. So it's not just like Antifa is just like a bunch of guys with their bats beating up people. Although they should be beating up the Nazis. Like, they should be beating up the Nazis or the fucking white supremacists or whatever weird little cute code name they've given themselves this time.
Yes.
They have all these fucking weird little names like Identity Europa, and they spell it like with a V. I don't even know. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these people. I don't know. I guess these people, I'm like, and this is the really mean, my friend told me that they just screamed the word inbred over and over at, in Seatville. They were like, inbred. What we should do is we should just like take giant loaves of bread and put it over the Nazis.
Yeah.
Inbred them. But let me see how much more serious shit I got here, and then we can move on. So like I said, joining the KKK, the Nazis, is a threat itself. In itself, it's not just fucking free speech or free action. You know, again, fucking history. And it's just like, God. Oh, okay. So let's get started on this. So I feel like we can punch Nazis. You know, once you're at a certain point in your ideology, I don't know. Do you at what point do you think like a Nazi can be changed? Like, or somebody is a white supremacist? Because something that my friend Darren Williams made a point to me, he was like telling me, like, I feel like white people have forgotten that somebody like me exists. Like, and he's like this black guy who feels like he can like debate very well with white supremacists. And he made this point to me where he said, and he was on the show before, you can listen to this episode, it's called "What Do We Do About White on White Violence?" We were making fun of like the Berkeley stuff. And he said, how many reform bigots do you know? And I was like, wow, actually a lot. Like, I actually know a lot of people who like sucked like a lot and grew out of their shit. So at what point do you think somebody's changeable? Do you think people are changeable?
People are always changeable. I feel the only hindrance is fear and ignorance. Once you overstep that boundary, you know, I feel like people can be changed. The matter is, it's like, how can we do that, though? How can we approach these people who already have built this wall? So I feel like, a matter of like tearing it down, that's what we have to figure out.
Yeah, what's the right way to tear it
down? Because we're all human. We all want to live. We're still here. So, I mean, if you have any decency for humankind, whether it be in this sector or not, there's a way to come together.
There's got to be, especially when I forget that guy's fucking name. He used to be like a musician, and then he started like converting people from the KKK away from the KKK.
Oh,
what the fuck is that guy's name? It's like it's something with a D. He was looking at converted the KKK.
Yeah, I watched a couple documentaries on that guy.
Yeah. Oh, Daryl Davis. And he's like, he befriends them. And so somebody was telling me, actually my partner was telling me, that they were listening to Amy Goodman's show, Democracy Now!, and that there was all this stuff about how Nazis, or the majority of the people who join these groups, not the majority, but a lot of these guys have like undiagnosed autism.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of them are on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be.
And it's not a bad thing to be on the spectrum. It is a bad thing to not have the kind of support that was necessary.
Yeah, not address it.
Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like in some ways, like, so I don't want to make this distinction. I have a cousin who's autistic, like autism and Asperger's, or I think they got rid of Asperger's. Now they just say on the spectrum. But it's like, you know, it's like this comfort by this like singular thinking. And I think that they're able to manipulate these guys who have felt socially isolated because they're neuroatypical.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that neuroatypical, honestly. I think that's just kind of another one of those things where we got to put people in categories that aren't like really real. Like, people are like, oh, bipolar, you're so crazy. The bipolar is a very real illness, but some people, like, I don't know. I just think like a lot of people are not on like a stream of the same kind of thinking. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think like when I was in school, I wasn't good at sitting in school and doing it a certain way. Like, I don't think many people are made for the boxes that society has
given us.
And it's very symptomatic that like a lot of these guys have a hard time getting in touch with their feelings, or a hard time like the like understanding things that are not just like a very singular way of thinking, because I feel like men specifically are so shamed out of their emotions. So it's like
early on.
Yeah, it's more than just like autism or on the spectrum. It's like a whole, it's like an epidemic.
Very social. Yeah. Just whatever, you know, family they may have grown up in, you know, if they have like very demanding parents, you know, they're expected to be something. They're not able to express themselves, or they're told no from early on.
So yeah, they just, don't cry. Don't cry. Be a man. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and da-da. And that's fucking America, honestly. Like in a lot of ways, like America, I feel like there's this whole vibe of like, oh, you gotta take care of it yourself. And like, I understand that like kind of autonomy, like wanting to have people to be allowed that kind of autonomy, but we're not given those tools.
Yeah,
a lot of people are not given the tools to actually be autonomous. Now, if we were taught how to garden in school, if we were taught like more like real world lessons, then maybe it would be a little different, but we're not.
Exactly.
What would save the world? More gardening lessons. Yo, Daryl Davis looks so fucking cool in this picture. Here, let me. So I'm gonna take a picture of the computer of the picture of Daryl Davis and we are gonna post it on my Twitter, and we are gonna ask you, how cool does Daryl Davis look right now? But I'm going to cut out the KKK guy because I don't want to deal with that right now. I don't want that shit on my Twitter.
Yeah.
But so the reason what me and Jazzy met recently and we were like talking about Nazis, and let's get to the fucking fun part of this. So first of all, we need to fucking have get these guys into rehabs, because apparently there are white supremacist rehabs. So that's first of all, I don't think you can send anybody there unwillingly. See, I think you punch the Nazis that are punch fucking Nazis. Sorry, I feel so fucking good. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, you get these guys into, like, rehabs of some kind. If they're willing even at all, that's where they should go. That's my opinion, because I think, that's just my fucking opinion. I think if someone is willing to change or even reconsider their opinion, it's worth it to try to change them, because if they can be changed, you know, that stops that ideology from being passed on. Because like, we're punching Nazis. How many Nazis are you killing? Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm like. And I don't know. And that's something that, like, I feel really toxic about in my body, in my life. Like, when I think about these guys, like, I literally, like, think about murdering them.
Yeah.
And, like, fantasize about it. Not that I'm going to, but I think about it. So I'm just like, because I'm thinking, like, how do we stop this ideology from continuing on? How do we stop this? It keeps coming back. It's so old-fashioned. It's like every time this ideology comes back that, like, white is the best and this and this and that, it's like, or Anglo-Saxon white. The fact that we're even like talking, I say this on like every show, I feel like the fact that we even have to talk about anti-Semitism still is like fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought we were past that, that we can move on. I thought like Jewish people could help other people, but apparently not. Now we got to talk about that too. We can all do that. But you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
Well, it's still, you know, really, really new. There's still a wound, you know, that hasn't healed. A lot of people didn't get a lot of apologies.
What?
I said a lot of people didn't get a lot of apologies from, devastation that happened, you know, during World War II and on.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be that open wound. It's just a matter of like airing it out, not, you know, patching it up, talking about it, having open conversations, cognitive therapies, letting people know that it's okay, like, to call something like it the end of an era, not let it keep with this cycle. If we just have open conversations, that's a start.
And even if we think it's over, we have to keep having those open conversations. Because I think that's what the failure has been. Is that, like, after the civil rights movement, like, white people got to pat themselves on the back. And everybody else was like, but wait, there were never reparations.
Yeah.
There was never this. There was never that.
Exactly.
People are like, shh, shh, shh. We've paid for our sins.
No.
Oh, my God. It is so ridiculous.
Not so fast. Yep. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so fucking ridiculous.
And when you get shushed, I hate being shushed.
Oh, everybody.
So when you get shushed for so long, there's gonna be somebody that's gonna freak out about it, and then all chaos breaks loose.
Yeah, and I feel like we can't let that continue, you know, mm-hmm. because we keep fucking letting this continue. And like, what about if we like went into schools and like had like, I hate to call it like sensitivity training or some shit. I feel like that's really like, I don't want to call it sensitivity training. Like, what about like empathy growth workshops or some shit?
I actually had one going from eighth grade to ninth grade. It sucks that it was only one day. I forgot what it's called. It's like something like Good Day. But we were, you know, we did all of these exercises in how to like communicate with people and have feelings, give hugs, talk about family. You know, when one thing that I took with it is, you know, when somebody says that, you know, oh, I've had a bad day or something bad has happened to me, and like you want to address it instead of saying like, oh, I feel sorry for you, like pitying him, I feel for you. Just knowing how to use words is a big thing. So yeah, I'm down for those like empathy training. You know, I learned that at a call center and I still use stuff to this day, you know, with that. And yeah, just communication is key, and like knowing that feelings are okay is great. And when boys are growing, when girls are growing, all these emotions are haywire. So knowing how to use that, that's a big thing.
I'm just wondering like how we can get like catch these. I feel like I'm talking about like white supremacy, like it's like a disease, you know, like how do you get these kids, like kids who are being raised by parents like that, to be like open about those ideas and start to try to get them to not think like that? Like how do you catch that young so it doesn't keep getting passed on? Because that's the whole problem. Like I feel like a lot of people were thinking for a while like, oh, the bigots will just die out, mm-hmm. and then it won't matter. But that's not true. It's what you got, these whole young wave of these guys, you know, that's like the alt-right, and these they're kids.
Yeah, I feel like it should be required to have like real conversations about what really happened in America, you know, with, you know, blacks already being here, you know, for example, and not this whole, you know, pilgrim type of history that we're told, you know, Columbus, all that bullshit. Cut out all the lies, you know, have real talks, real history teachers, mm-hmm. and having open conversation, you know, saying that Nazis are bad and talking about it.
Talking about what actually happened, like dispelling all the Holocaust denier shit. There's like a lot of that. There's a lot of the Holocaust deniers. There's a lot of people who like people say a lot of dumb shit. They're like, oh, well, you know, the Native Americans fought each other. I'm like, so fucking what? Like, I don't even know that's fucking true. First of all, I don't even know if that's true. But like, oh, they did this to themselves. There's always that. The victim blaming shit has got to go.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, victim blaming's got to go. Victim blaming's got to go. Oh my God, wait, that's actually something. That's what we should do. We should fucking chant victim blaming's got to go at the fucking Nazis. Just chant that. Wait, okay, so let's play one more song, and then we got a whole half an hour to fucking make fun of this shit now. All right, so what should we listen to now? Should we?
Well, talking about it, it's by Ratchet by Nature featuring Miss Eves, who is...
Oh, I know Miss Eves.
Yeah. Go her. Yeah, she's killing great. It right now.
I forget what that
thunder
song. Thunder. Yeah. I was supposed to have her on Brooklyn Bandstand eventually, but I think she was away. I think she's got a whole busy life going on. Hey, well, let's play this.
Okay.
All these fucking dickweeds will be taking Pepe. Yo, Pepe was mad chill. Yo, I fuck with Pepe. Pepe was mad chill. And then these fascist dickweeds on message boards, they started appropriating him and shit.
What? No dick, nigga.
America's thug life. They tryna cut a bitch. Keep getting sicker and sicker. Can't get that quick fix. Inject that needle with people. Part two of Tiananmen Square. These niggas try to deny it, but we ain't going nowhere. We got the power to cover this party's bullshit. We screaming louder and louder. Not my president. Trump could suck a dick. Kellyanne, fuck that bitch. Fuck Sessions. Fuck Bannon. Fuck all your cabinet picks.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Until my feet bleed, screaming out, fuck patriarchy. Gonna fuck Bannon's wet dreams, abandon refugees. He's fleeced, blue collar peeps. denied our commonalities. The 1% device to stop our uprising. Swinging, ready for the fight. Flip the light on. Expose the beast, sucking on the Tita that's on. Dead wrong. Corporate greed is usurping. But with united fists, we can fight anything.
Like I'm Dr. Jones. We taking Pepe back. Leave that frog alone. When would a madness stop? Black lives matter, but they still get shot. White supremacists, infiltrated cops. Wage your war on independent thought. Fuck you to Breitbart News. Hey, drugs, you can get this too. Screaming at the rallies till my face turn blue. Purple everything like a mace with doom. Shout out to Northern Lights. Shout out to voting rights. We ain't gonna stop this fight. Good night, alright,
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Pass that shit, impeachment. Yeah, keep impeaching them. So that was 404 Not Found by Ratchet by Nature and Miss Eves. And I'm here with Jazzy Renee. You're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Impeach that shit. That's so fucking funny. Pepe used to be cool, but Pepe's now a little bitch. You fucking Pepe. And I was gonna say something real quick, but I forgot what it was. Shut down. Oh, shut it down. So maybe they were like, shut it down. So shut it down. And there's this great organization called NYC Shut It Down. And what they do is every Monday, they have this thing called People's Monday at 7 p.m. And they meet at different places. And what they do is they go around to different businesses and march in the street for like one victim of police brutality. It's like a Black Lives Matter thing. So what they do is they go from, they have like five facts about it and go into like fucking like what the fuck, it's Shake Shack, and like read these facts, and like all the yuppies are just like, what the fuck? But some of them get really into it. They're like, oh wait, we should be listening to this.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. It's like that's direct, and we go in, and like fucking Trader Joe's will like try to kick us out. Like some businesses will just let you through, and then they're like, okay, you're gonna do your thing. You're clearly not doing anything, and then you leave. The Apple Store was kind of okay with it, but the security guard was like super not down. It's very, very, very anti-police group. It's very anti-police. It's like, it's like FT on the count of three, say fuck the police. 1, 2, 3, fuck the police. So people get really upset.
Yeah.
And this one white lady was like, you guys, she's like, they're not racist. Like, they're not racist. You guys are assholes. You guys are assholes. Oh my God. It's so much.
Oh, Becky.
I found this great list of like the different kinds of Becky.
Oh yeah, yeah, I shared that today.
Is that you?
Different forms of Becky.
The different Beckys. Oh my God.
There's like a Beckisha.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is, you can go on my Twitter and I'm gonna write what kind of, I'm not gonna do that. That's not my fucking thing. But what should I say? So are you Antifa or just blah? So you can tell me if you're anti-fa or just blah. You can follow me on Twitter. You can also just look up the hashtag What Would Save the World. You'll fucking find me. Yeah. But I got some responses to my other thing. So I wrote, okay, so you don't think we should punch Nazis? What do you think we should do? And Jim Vigotti, the person who listens to all my shows, wrote, ignore the assholes. They want to provoke you. I'm punching one. You give them what they want. Fuck that. I don't know about that. Like, I hear what you're saying to a point. It gives them some amount of sympathy. But I feel like, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Like, do they really want to be punched? Are they just like some, like, you know, sadomasochists?
See, like, you know what's the funniest part about this? So if all these like white nationalists who are like super, super anti-ISIS, like are okay with taking a punch for the cause, they're exactly like the suicide bombers they have a problem with, because that's like, Wait, everybody should watch this movie, this documentary, Hypernormalization. It explains the parallels between the Middle East and America, and at some point talks about how we sort of were involved and indirectly in suicide bombing becoming a trend in the Middle East. So if Nazis want us to punch them and they want to talk shit about ISIS, that's called big hypocrites.
Yeah.
That's called big deal hypocrites.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what can we do? So, Jazzy, this is what we were talking about.
You're talking about kind of funny things.
Okay, so you tell
funny
me.
Funny solutions.
What the fuck should we do about these Nazis?
Okay, well, what we talked about the other night was, I was like, okay, so there's rallies and everybody's marching. How come no one's, like, hired a huge marching band?
Yeah.
Let's get an all-black marching band, Grambling or Southern style, you know? Like, you know, horns everywhere. Right behind these motherfuckers. Drown them out.
Just drown them out so you can't even fucking... And they'll be like, free speech!
Yeah.
Free speech! And then we'll be like... Then we could also fucking have... I just think... I mean, this sounds so ridiculous. I feel like some of this... They're just mad because, like, they don't have good music.
Yeah.
Their churches have really bad music.
Yeah.
Like...
They're jealous.
Like, they're just jealous. Like, I would never just, like, go to a church. Maybe I would go to, like, a Latin Catholic church and listen to them sing in Latin because that's kind of pretty. But I would never, like, just by choice go to a gold tablet on the mountain. Oh, like, oh, my God. That's, like, the worst. Like, I would much rather go to, like, a gospel church or a mosque or a synagogue and hear, like, Sisuet Yerushalayim Giluvah. Like, they're just mad because their music sucks.
Yeah.
Like, really, that's what it comes down to. Like, why do you think they stole so much fucking music all throughout history? Like, So, they're jealous of music. So, we should absolutely have Drown Out the Nazi concert.
Yeah, with like the dopey songs like, bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. We get Larry David to come up there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And, but I think we should actually, like, next time they want to throw like a Unite the Right rally or anything like that, we should just plan like an enormous concert.
Like, yes, a huge one. Like, get all your friends together. Homie plays the tuba. We need him.
Yeah. Just get like everybody to
Hey, girl,
like,
you play piccolo still?
Giant jam session and everybody's got like Black Lives Matter stickers on, like, fucking everything.
Everyone.
And then like I really want to do this thing. I was talking about this. I don't know. I feel like this is a little offensive, obviously. Like, not just to Nazis. It would be offensive to a lot of people, but I really want to dress up as like a Hasidic Jew with the Pious Cross. I'm Jewish, so I can say this. And just dance around with the Torah and sing and play Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down, Never Gonna Run Around and Desert You. Okay, we're gonna play that on the background while we talk a little bit. But,
yes.
So I just feel like people, like, I can, like, come out and just, like, with my Pious curls and... And, like, I feel like this is one of those things where, like, I would feel really weird about it, but I feel like some of the Nazis would laugh, too. If we could get them to laugh, maybe we could get them to talk a little bit.
You know, chip down the walls a little bit.
And then me and the Torah, like, just like, you know, I'm never going to give up the Torah.
Yes.
Oh, my God, wait, that's so funny. But you know the rules and so do I. I feel like you're not allowed to be sexual with the Torah. The other guy, I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. You're so sexy, Torah. Especially the part that never explicitly states we should have Israel. And not the Palestinians. Anyway. So I say, what else can we fucking do? What else do you think we should do?
I guess in response on Nazis wanting to be punched, maybe they're like, maybe we should just like hire a whole bunch of like dominatrixes for them so they could just...
Actually... That's, like, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I was fucking watching Fight Club last night, and I legit just think Fight Club is, like, a movie kind of about how the alt-right started little bit. Like, because the thing that's so interesting about it is Chuck Palahniuk is, like, a gay man. You know, he's, like, totally, like, making fun of masculinity and, like, the way it manifests itself. It's like that whole movie is really homoerotic.
Yeah.
Like, the whole movie is, like, ridiculously homoerotic. Like, the first scene is him with, like, a gun in his mouth. Like... And there's all this stuff with, like, the cigarette. And he's like, oh, a woman could have cut off your dick. Like, there's so much, like, oh, you could lose your dick. You could lose your dick. You could lose your dick. If you lose your dick, you've lost everything. Like, the whole movie is about, like, men and their dicks and like having
their fear of losing dicks
and having to preserve their dominance. It's like wanting, and that's like the whole funny thing about it. It's like, okay, we can't fucking listen to this stupid music. Ooh, give you up. Okay, but everybody, like, is this whole thing about like white dudes being like, we're oppressed for being white men and women have fucked us over, and it's like, and there's this whole thing of like, oh, we don't care who we hurt if we do this, and it's not like that. Like, we want to like hurt Nazis and we want to hurt these like white supremacists and these assholes, but it's not indiscriminate, and that's what happens in Fight Club. It's like very indiscriminate.
Yeah,
I couldn't even get through the whole thing. It's like, I've seen this movie called Real Life.
I'd like to mention a shout out to Apples of Ratchet by Nature. She said, hey, she said she punches Nazis all day.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You're listening right now? Hi, Apple.
Apple, you're the shit.
I love apple juice. By the way, you've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like Radio Free Brooklyn, you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/donate. We're also taking submissions for new shows, so you can submit to Radio Free Brooklyn. I don't know, when is our deadline? When the fuck is our deadline? I don't even know. But also, we have this great thing called Local Chords, which is our second stream, where you can listen to New York based music all like 24 hours a day. This is New York based music all the time. Yeah, but we got about 20 minutes left on this. Yes, we can punch Nazis, but what else can we do? I mean, like, I just think we really need to just fucking make fun of them. Like, we should really
troll them, troll the trolls, just troll.
And that's kind of already what Antifa is doing, in the sense is showing up in larger numbers than they have, because they do have numbers, but they don't really have that many numbers. Like, I feel like there are still some amount of these guys who want to hide, but like, do we want them to hide anymore? Do we want them to fucking come out? So they have to be confronted.
Of course, because this whole, you know, doxing thing, it's kind of working.
Yeah, the doxing thing is working. These guys are losing their jobs. They're being shown. One of them like got fucking like banned. He got shunned by his family.
His family. Yeah. His dad's like, I'm not having this.
He's like, nope. You want to put people in ovens? You put me in ovens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he like, he was on some like weird unicorn thing. There's a unicorn riot news, and he was like talking about like the white genocide of South Africa or like nonsense, and like somebody, wait, let me see if I can find this. It's like actually like ridiculous.
Also, shout out to, what was her name? Was it Caitlin Dagg?
I don't know. Who was the
homegirl, white girl that beat up that racist white chick's.
Oh my God. I have not watched this movie yet.
Oh my gosh.
What happens?
Okay, so they were in the hotel lobby. This racist white woman, they just say racist white woman. I don't even know what that lady's name is. And other white girl, her last name is Dag. I'm going to find her. The racist woman just started saying racial slurs about the Haitian employees. And homegirl wasn't having it, so what started as a conversation ended up being this confrontation, and the video turns on where she's sitting there and she's like, you know, I'm taking my shoes off right now so I can defend myself. And at that same time, the racist woman came at her, put her hands on her, and homegirl slammed her to the ground and started knocking her out.
Oh my God.
Knocking some knowledge. She's like, you say some racist shit and you're going to stand on it? I'm not the one, honey.
Oh my God.
So, okay. I mean, yeah.
I found this crazy ass video. Hold on. I gotta plug in this fucking thing. I found this crazy video. So they're just like, it's like at the fucking. Oh. Wait, okay. It's, my computer is playing other Rick Astley songs. Like, apparently he has other songs. So apparently, like, he had a whole other. And there's like an updated picture of him too. Like, I guess he's gotten more of a career since.
Oh,
hey, whatever.
My gosh.
Good for him. Like, whatever. So in this video, they're like, you know, at the fucking tiki torch thing.
Okay.
And just listen. Oh wait, keep forgetting to fucking plug in. Why isn't it working, Mom? All right.
So where, what's a cite a source for what you're saying about white people being murdered in South Africa?
Like, where? A source?
Yeah.
Or on the internet.
But like, where on the internet?
On the internet.
A news website?
That's a fucking rabbit hole.
It's a fucking rabbit hole, and some guy shoves away the camera. So that's what fucking happens. There, he just like, like, you have a source for what you're saying about genocide in West Africa, white genocide in Africa, and he goes, oh, just the internet, man. And he goes, and the other guy goes, that's a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh yeah, the woman's name.
And that's when you punch them. See, that's when you punch them. That's when it's okay to punch a Nazi. It's always okay. But you don't have anything to fucking, you can't even like have, oh, it's a rabbit hole. Okay, I'll send you down a rabbit hole, asshole.
Yeah.
So what were you saying?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And the woman's name, her name is Colleen Dagg. She's 23. It happened in Coral Springs, Florida. But yeah, she and then she wrote a really eloquent statement. She's all, this is a young country built on racism. Black people have been disenfranchised for 250 years. Peace and understanding will only come after white people validate the country's history of racism.
Exactly. That's exactly. Like, the fact that the history is not even, like, validated. How do we get history validated? Maybe that's what we do. We fucking have these giant concerts and we get, like, bands to just, like, play different songs to describe history, and we get artists to make like animations about this, and we just say like, this is history, like that's what we should do. Whenever they organize their rallies, we should have this is history events.
Yeah,
anybody wants to get involved with this is history, I actually think we should start this organization.
Yeah,
where it's just like straight up, we just show up at these fucking events, and we're pro Antifa, you know what I mean? Like, we're not gonna, I mean, you don't have to necessarily be, but I think like Antifa is not like a fucking, it's not a singular group.
Yeah.
God damn it. And we don't need to be a singular group to get rid of these guys. We really don't.
Yeah.
But what we could do is, you know, because here's the thing. Some of them are going to get punched and then the other ones are going to get converted. There's no way we can't. Yeah, that's it. We either get them to leave this ideology or they get punched. I mean, really, there's really no other option.
Yeah, there's no gray area. Yeah. A lot of people think that, you know, you can be kind of racist.
No.
You can't be kind of racist. You either are or you aren't.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, most people are pretty racist.
Yeah.
But if you acknowledge that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, fucking, it's not okay. It's not okay, though. That's the thing. Like, you have to acknowledge, like, if you're having racist thoughts, like, it's not okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know if it's racist. And that's just ignorance, which isn't a bad thing. So, but some people choose to be ignorant. And that's a problem.
And then come to our This Is History
events. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So who wants to animate for the revolution?
Right.
Art for the revolution. And I feel like that's a really good segue to talk a little bit about Brooklyn Wildlife more.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me a little bit more about this festival?
It's no sponsors, number one. It's all indie. Over 150 artists come together over a span of a week, different venues, and get together and rock out. Three stages at Paper Box. It's in Bushwick, run by Chris Carr and a whole slew of supporters, artists. We've been rocking for a long time, ever since I moved here. It was the reason that I moved here. It's just a collective of people.
You moved here because
of Brooklyn Wildlife. I went to one of their parties. It was after the Bushwick Block Party when Andrew W.K. was hosting. That was like maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago. So awesome.
I was not around exactly 5 years ago. I mean, I'm from Brooklyn, but I was on a commune in Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's actually where I'm going this weekend, actually. I'm going to visit to this communities conference, and I'll have a report back next week, probably. But yeah, keep telling me about this Brooklyn Wildlife.
Oh, it's put so many people on, so many artists on. It's not just, you know, music, it's visual, it's anybody that wants to come and rock and be a part of an awesome group, an awesome community. And it's been kept together by, you know, keeping indie and keeping the ball rolling. I'll repeat the list that Chris Carr had. Grim Della from Harlem, killing it. Lily Wolf, Key to Peace, Citizen, Truth City. Yeah.
And we can Quick play. Window. And you also got, who's this other group that's playing here?
It is the other half of Quick Hundo. So, yeah, it is Grundle Thunder. Shout out to them. They are actually performing at Cobra Club tonight.
Oh, well, let's fucking play them.
Yeah. Come out.
Yeah.
They're great. And then them and Ratchet by Nature together on Saturday. Ugh.
Ugh.
Face melting.
Okay, so they have this. So Vacancy by Grundle Thunder, that's good?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. motherfuckers keep Tindering me. We're switching to the computer and we're gonna start this fucking song over. I don't care if you don't like it. That's what I like. That was Vacancy by Grundle Thunder, and we got it. And I'm here with Jazzy Renee in the studio. You've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. We got Brooklyn Bandstand with Tom Tenney coming up next. We got a full hour of music playing tonight. Some of it tonight, New York City-based music. But that was Grundle Thunder and their song Vacancy. I keep wanting to say No Vacancy because that's the name of the band in In School of Rock.
Oh yeah.
They're like, no vacancy. but we were talking about Tinder, because the whole reason I couldn't play that on my phone is people kept Tindering me, but my Tinder is half broken, so I'll never know who this person was. They were telling me how they're impulsive and shit after they texted me like 5 times.
Yeah.
So I'm never having said anything to them, so it's a little ridiculous. But then you were telling me some ridiculous shit about Tinder.
Yeah, lately, like, I mean, there's this whole thing with, there's a study that came out. Black women and Chinese men get like less responses, like statistically, on Tinder. There's been a lot of conversations that I had with a lot of people with, you know, the whole thing of black women being fetishized and only, you know, there for a good time, being referenced to chocolate and all of that. So that's in mind. But yeah, lately I've just got a slew of beautiful white men hitting me up. And I was just like, yo, are they just hitting me up because they're just sorry? Are they sorry? Is there a whole bunch of like, is there an undertone of white guilt? Just let me know. Let me know.
There should totally be an app just called I'm Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm
people
sorry.
Post like the shit that they feel like they've been fucked up about socially, yeah. And they like gonna go on a date.
Yeah.
That's like really dark though.
A profile of what you're sorry about.
I don't really think that should be real, but like it is. That is so scary.
Yeah.
See, my Tinder like half works. I don't even know. Fuck Tinder.
Yeah, fuck Tinder. I just use it, you know, for an ego boost like most people.
Yeah, okay. So somebody I met on Facebook through a post of alt-writers or like right types fighting about stuff, and they were the other anarchists, and I wrote, are you Antifa or just blah? And they posted just a picture that says, fight back, ACAB, which means all cops are bad, 1312 social revolt with anarchy A's and like
what?
Antifa flags and nihilism symbol. It's like it's like pretty brilliant, actually. You know, I'm gonna post this to my Twitter so everybody can see.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
wow.
My god. This is so funny. But so like I said, you've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Coming up next is Brooklyn Bandstand with Tom Tenney. Say hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Oh. What's up?
So I'm posting this fucking thing on my Twitter on 2KEDALOW. Tukedalo, like two with the K. But I wrote LOL hashed with this fucking picture. But what? You want to see the picture? Yeah. It's actually like ridiculous. Yo. That's what he posted to my, are you Antifa or just blah? That's what somebody posted in response. Just that. No words.
What's 1312?
I have no fucking idea what 1312 is.
Didn't we also, I have to mention, because it just popped up in my head, because we were kind of trash.
We were
Juggalos.
Kinda. Oh, we're going to go to the Juggalo March on September 16th. You got to come to the March on Juggalos with me, and everybody wants to make a documentary with me. And I can't decide if I should go undercover as a Juggalo or just be nice.
Just be nice, because they're so nice.
They're
all encompassing. Oh. But they definitely should be at these rallies.
Oh, shit. You left the AC on. What the fuck, Tom?
It's your show. You're responsible.
Oh, really? You're the one who turned it on? No. Anyway. No. But yeah. Well, you were saying something important. We got like another minute. Go.
Oh, yeah. Just bringing Juggalos to these crazy-ass white supremacist rallies.
Woo-woo! Fango! Woo-woo. Solidarity for Fango!
Yes!
So I'm definitely going September 16th. Anybody wants to go with me?
They're all about love and family.
Yeah.
They're so great.
And family. They're fucking crazy. I traveled around the country. Yeah. I fucked a Juggalo without a condom. I don't know how I'm alive. But this is years ago. I'm okay. I've been tested, everybody, who, in case you're listening, you're like, I slept with her. Anyway.
Okay.
So What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you want to be on the show, you can email me at took@radiofreebrooklyn.com. Go to Brooklyn Wildlife this week. Wildlife Festival.
Summerfest.
From the 2nd to the 9th. I'll be at some of these events. Jazzy will be at some of these events. Yeah. Definitely the Paper Box on Saturday. Look for Starseed Shop. That's where my art will be. Do you have a Twitter handle or something real quick?
At Miss Jazzabella, MSJAZZIBELLA.
And check out Grundle Thunder and what's the other band's called?
Ratchet by Nature. And-